Hey everyone, welcome back to A Queer Tattoos and Rosé After Dark, where we go through and discuss whatever we want, except Madison's not here, it's just me. You've just got me and my musings, that's what we're calling it, Blake's musings. I feel like that's just a nice way to put Blake's ramblings, but whatever. So anyways, welcome to this week's bonus episode. Again, I'm here by myself, doing another deep dive theory episode. People seem to like the last one, I hope you did too, you know, but if you didn't, that's fine. That's fine. You know what? Send me the critiques. What do I need to do better? Just send them. Anyways. Okay. So this week's bonus episode, we kind of talked, you'll hear it in Sunday's episode. We touched on it a little at the end, but we did not go into theories about it. It's very timely. Obviously it's January 11th, Thursday, Wednesday afternoon. Miss Sarah J. Moss decided to just wreck all of us. By posting a teaser for House of Flame and Shadow. Now, with that in mind, before I jump in, if you're not caught up on the SJM universe, this one's not for you. I'm sorry. Please read the whole universe so we can chat more, please. Okay, you've got 3, 2, 1. Okay, I had to do like a 3, 2, 1 countdown because last time multiple people called me out because they're like, oh, you said like 10 seconds. And then you're like, oh, JK, 3, 2, 1. So, haha. I just did 3, 2, 1 and I did it correctly. So joke's on you. All right. So before I deep dive actually on this, look, I am of the opinion, and this was posted. Now keep in mind, this was posted on SJM's like actual official Instagram page. She is not, let's be real. She doesn't know what's going on that page. She's not involved in that page. She has an entire social media team, probably through Bloomsbury, that handles it. Like the woman has often said that she does not do social media really. Like she just doesn't. That being said, and obviously Bloomsbury Publishing, like all of their various, accounts reposted this. Look, and I confirmed this with Maddie, who does graphics like all the time. It's not hard to do like one slide before, like, hey, spoiler on next slide, or hey, like, you know, like blur out some names, right? Cause there are two names in this spoiler, you know, Nesta and Azriel, where people who aren't caught up would be like, the fuck? And some people are very angry. Now look, again, I agree that it should have had a spoiler slide or the name should have been blurred out, if only because it would take 10 seconds. It would take 10 seconds to do it. And it just, I agree to the extent of, I just want to know who at Bloomsbury on their social team especially was like, nah, it's fine. It's fine. Now, on the flip side of that, I am very strongly of the belief that the book has been out for, like, coming up on 2 years. Not only that, you are in the final countdown to one of the most highly anticipated books in a very long time in the Bookstagram community, right? There's going to be a lot that you don't want to see if you are not caught up. Like, if I wasn't caught up, I know a lot of people were, like, holding out to read House of Sky and Breath so that they could roll right into House of Flame and Shadow, which I envy that only because this wait has been excruciating. If I was one of those people, I wouldn't be on social media. I'm sorry. I wouldn't be on it until the end of this, like until the February, whatever, like right after I finish. I just wouldn't. Especially you guys heard first, like what happened to me with Iron Flame. Like this is worse. I would do very bad things if I got anything spoiled for this book. I'm just saying. So, with that in mind, like, I'm going to be off for, like, from it when it drops through, like, until I finish. Now, will that be a few days? Who knows? It depends on how my life is at the time. I am, you know, quote unquote off. Things are in my calendar for that day, but we'll see. So, anyways, all that to say, like, I get being mad because I get being mad solely from the fact that it wasn't hard for them to do. But we don't need to be going after each other. You don't need to be attacking other people who are sharing the post in excitement or anything like that. And a lot of people did post it in, like, it was like 50-50. People posted it with nothing. People posted it with word and everything. I'm sorry, the book's been out for 2 years and they're not going to hamstring themselves in their marketing. And, like, I know it already has enough hype, but, like, they're going to hype this like a mother trucker, right? Like, they're not going to hamstring themselves in their marketing efforts. They're just not. And also, just like a fun note, most of the people I saw in the comments that were angry weren't people that had it spoiled. They were people that were mad on behalf of people who could have it spoiled. Love that. Stick together, support each other. But like, I only saw, and maybe I just was like, my feed of comments was different, but I only saw a few people who were like, oh, this is how I find out. And like, out of that, only a handful were like blatantly like, what the fuck? Why would you do this? Like, most of the others were like, yeah, that's that trap. Like, cool, great, thanks. Like, you know, and I still feel for them. But I don't know. It's a very, and also stop attacking each other for opinions on this. People are going at each other. And this should be something that we should all just be like focusing on the positive. Well, I say positive, but the teaser itself is not positive. How about the sense of community that we should have as we all unravel and spiral and go into a pit of despair until we know what this means. There we go. Misery loves company. You know, just focus on that. Focus on the sense of community. Okay. That's my two cents. If you don't agree, cool. You know me. If you don't agree, fine. That's cool. There's a way. If you do agree, cool. That's okay. Whatever. So, without further ado, the teaser. Bryce began running again, hurtling through the cave, back towards Nesta and Azriel, and prayed there was something left for her to save. Now look. Look. This is just rule. Like, rule? I was trying to say rude or cruel, so rule. Yeah. This is harsh. This is... And the thing is it's harsh because, and maybe this is just optimism, I'm willing to bet what this is in respect to is not one of the, like, you're probably not going to see this at one of, like, the peak plot moments or, like, when things are all on the line. Like, she's just most likely making us think that. And again, maybe that's optimism, but I just don't trust anything. How about, that's actually just the bottom line. I just don't trust anything. Anything. Ever. Never, ever. Never, ever. Especially when it comes to Sarah J. Maas and her teasers. I'm just saying. So, I will say, it seems like there's a lot of interpretations, basically, of, like, things to, well, first off, let's break it down. Like, things to focus, I guess, would be the best way to put it. Focus, Blake, speaking of which. Okay. Bryce is running. Cool. We know she's a runner, so that's good. I'm gonna go line by line. You know, she runs a lot, right? Her leg is better now. She's probably running better. So, you know, if she's running to try to save something, it's a good thing for all of us. Girl's a runner. She's got some speed. She's got some endurance. So that helps. That helps. Just saying. Now, next. Hurtling through the cave. If you're like me, what cave? What cave, bro? What cave? What cave? Now, back towards Nesta and Azriel. So, with the inclusion of Nesta and Azriel, you would assume we're probably in Perinthian, right? I have a theory that I will touch on that is kind of crazy that maybe not, I don't know. Okay. What cave, then? Is it at the prison? Right? Is it in the bowels of the prison? Almost like the room where we found the harp? Because that place was bad news. That was bad. If we all remember that, that was not a good time for Nesta. There were people trapped in stone walls, which is a whole another set of theories we can do. It would be weird that Cass isn't there. I know a few people are like, why isn't Nesta Naz and not Cass? What happened to Cass? Shush your face. Okay, I love you dearly, but shut the fuck up. Okay? You know how. I will not accept anything to do with any harm of any kind coming to Cass. I can't. I cannot. I am not. I don't think I'll ever be in a mentally secure enough place to handle that. So just heads up. But anyways. So if it's the prison, cool. That would, like, maybe that makes sense. They would have gone there. There are a lot of connections. Everybody's expecting to see the prison, right? We've got the, one of the images people think on the, I forget what, whatever edition showed, like, the archway, what is wrong with me? Anyways, that was either to the prison or to like the Court of Nightmares or something. But so the cave could be the prison. I would posit too, it could be, maybe there's a cave. Nobody really knows what's at the bottom of the library, right? There's a very prevalent theory that there's a portal to hell. You know, I think we touched on that, or maybe I talked about it with people in a group chat. Either way. No, I did. I did last time. Yeah, no, I did. Okay, now that I've convinced myself about what I talked about previously, wow, I sound insane on a daily basis, but when I do these, I genuinely feel like I sound insane. Anyways, lost my train of thought. Ah, right. Cave at the bottom of the library. It could be a cave, right? Maybe there's a portal to, like, maybe it's still a portal to hell, but there's, like, a cave at the bottom? Maybe. I mean, it is, the library is literally built into a mountain. And the prison's a mountain. And we're saying there could be a cave there. So there could be a cave at the bottom of the library. It could be there. And that would also explain why Cassian wouldn't go. Because even though he knows Bryaxis isn't there, I feel like Cassian is like genuinely like scarred. Like PTSD will never go down there voluntarily if he can avoid it. Okay. A lot of speculation about Ramil. You know, the ancient mountain for the Illyrians. Nobody knows. Eris, you know, we've got Eris's like kind of little like, oh, I wonder why they never thought to look what's underneath the mountain. Like, what do you know, bro? What do you know? So that's what's under that mountain. They could be down there. I don't know. Now, another theory I could see is that it's actually under, in the Court of Nightmares, like part of the Court of Nightmares in like a cave. But the only thing is, the only thing that made me even put that on the possibility is we did have an excerpt before that said Bryce Quinlan was in a room so deep beneath the boughs of the mountain that daylight must have been a myth for the creatures that inhabited here. For a place that obviously wasn't hell, its surroundings looked a lot like one. That sounds like maybe, you know, a strange person came, i.e. Bryce, and Az and all of them were like, whoa, hang on. After she introduced herself, you know, and we were all like, oh my god! Maybe they were like, well, let's hold her somewhere and, like, interrogate her, but I doubt it. So I will say this one's, like, a little bit, maybe not. Now, the next one that I have, and this is only came to me last night because of where I am in my House of Sky and Breath reread. I'm at where Rune, Declan, Flynn, all of them are over in Bryce's apartment after Therian is like, hey, man, Danica was a rebel. Do you know that she knew Sophie? Do you know Sophie? Like, that whole, like, thing that could have been handled way better. Therian, get your shit together. Anyways, Rune starts talking about after Therian leaves. Rune, I think it's after Therian leaves. He might still be there. I don't know. Rune, Declan, and Flynn are talking about their ordeal. And we get a lot about, so the Avalyn Fae on their island, it is always talked about, it's in the north and it's mist-shrouded. Now, what else in Perinthian is to the north and always mist-shrouded? The prison, right? Nesta was in the room where she found the harp. People were, like, stuck in stone. It seemed like they were trying to transition somewhere. The harp can go between worlds, and they got stuck. Not great. So that automatically is like, oh, is there, like, a portal? Is there, like, a thinning in the veil between worlds, or however we want to say it, in that room in the prison? Okay. But the similarities between the Avalon Island and the prison island, obviously, is why a lot of people think, like, the Dust Court was, and a lot of people, including myself, the Dust Court, if it is actually an Eighth Court, the Dust Court would have been probably inhabited the prison island. Okay. I can get behind that. And you guys know that I think the Avalon Fae are, like, probably the Dust Court descendants and or descendants from a lot of different of the various courts in Perinthian. I am very much that the Dust Court came over along with people from every other court. And so we have two lineages that have shared ancestors, is how I view it. Like the Perinthian Fae and then well, you had the OG Perinthian Fae. They split into stayed in Perinthian Fae and went through to Avalon and then the rest of Midgard Fae, which would explain how we have the Fae with different powers too, in Midgard. And then you have the Shifter who, you know, are Fae, who we assume, and we being me. Again, I wrap it in because a lot of you have, like, agreed and, like, discuss these with me, but, like, you can honestly listen to this and be like, you're such a dumbass, that's so stupid. Like, you're entitled to your opinion, that's cool. But, like, the Throne of Glass would be the Shifter Fae, right? Anyways. So, that would mean that, like, we do know Avalon is closer to the Northern Rift, so, like, maybe the closer you are to the Rift, it's easier to get through, but I also am of the very, very strong opinion that the Northern Rift is the only Rift that the Asteri are aware of. I think there are others that are closely guarded, and I include the Avalon Fae in that. I think they are probably guarding more than, you know, just their old way of life. I think they could have a rift or, like, portal, whatever you want to call it, a ward gate, I don't know, you know. But so my theory, like, my kind of out there theory for the cave is they talk about how, and they being Rune, Declan, and Flynn, they went into the caves on Avalon. And they were full of ancient, old, wicked, like, ghouls and wraiths and beings that wanted to suck out their soul and then eat their body, or vice versa. They couldn't remember if it was, like, soul first or body first. What? So, that cave, what if the cave there actually is a portal to somewhere in Perinthian, i.e., like, on the prison or something like that? It's just interesting, and again, it might just be the timing of when I've just literally, within hours of this teaser, I'm reading this part in the House of Sky and Breath, and I'm like, cave? What do you mean a cave? Like, this sounds interesting. So my theory is maybe Bryce began running again, hurtling through the cave back towards Nesta and Azriel, and prayed there was something left for her to save. What if Nesta and Az accidentally, like, end up Perinthian that way, and she's running back to them? Or she went through, like, they found a different rift, went through, only to realize, oh, shit, like, I'm in the Avalon caves, and here's all these wicked things, and goes back through. But I don't know, because then, breaking it down, so we went from the cave. Now, like, she's running back towards Nesta and Az, which this must happen after they're able to, like, hopefully, this is my thinking, it's probably happening after they've been like, okay, you're a friend, not foe. Like, vetted Bryce. Now, I do have a question of why she'd just be with Nesta and Az. Like, there has to be somebody else there. I would assume Reese or Omrin, hopefully, because otherwise, how are they speaking to each other? Unless Bryce does know a lot of languages, so maybe Nesta and Az, like, once everybody else is, like, the common tongue that Perinthian had, rather than the ancient Fae language that Reese and Omrin knew, because, well, Omrin because she's old as dirt, and then Reese just because he just knows a lot of languages. Whatever, like, the common tongue is we're calling in Perinthian, maybe Bryce actually does know it somehow. I mean, she just didn't think to, like, try it. I don't know. Probably not, though, so it is weird to me that it's just Nesta and Az. Dope trio, though. Powerful AF trio. But I don't want to talk about, like, why Cassian's not there. Whatever. Why, like, running back to them, okay, so we're working together then, most likely? Or were they kind of, like, watching her, like, letting her explore? So, like, maybe they were like, okay, fine, we're not going to help you, but we'll, like, supervise or, like, escort you if you want to go look at the prison. Which I don't know. I feel like I can't see. They'd have to really trust her already for them to allow her in the prison, I feel like. But that's fine. I hope they end up trusting her. Or maybe somewhere in the library or something. Like, maybe her, I'm starting to wonder if her star, because we know her star, like, shines for certain things. I think it's kind of shines when she's, like, a wall, like, with ties, like, fated ties. So, like, Hunt is her mate, Cormac, because he was fated to help her. That's a whole other thing, if you remember what the Oracle said, that him mingling with her would lead to prosperity for their people. I think he was fated to not marry her or anything, but to literally mingle, to work together, and he was able to help further the cause. And you saw, hopefully, my recent theory that Cormac might come back as a Reaper, just to be able to pass along the information he has on the Starborn, the lineage, and anything Sophie knew, and things like that. So anyways, maybe the star, like, helps guide her in Printhian. Like, it lights up, and they're like, oh, wait. And, like, maybe one of them knows something. I don't know. Either way. So, like, running back to them, maybe they were, like, standing guard while she went down below in the library and then realized, like, oh, shit. Like, there was, like, a portal to hell or something. But, like, running and hurtling especially, something is chasing her. Either something is chasing her that's big bad, or she saw something that made her realize, like, this is a trap, destruction is imminent, or, like, there's a spy, right? So, oh my god, could you imagine? Sorry, I just thought of that. Like, what if whatever she sees, like, in the cave, like, confirms, because there's a long, like, running theory that there's, like, a traitor in the inner circle, or at least around that, like, in their, like, expanded circle. Could you imagine if whatever she finds is, like, oh, shit, and then it, whoever it, like, incriminates is with Nesta and Az, and she's, like, and that's, like, she's something left for her to save. I don't know, though, because it would be, like, someone left to save, but either way, I don't know, that would be crazy. That would be crazy. Just spitballing. But either way, I just, it's so much, like, why? Because I can't see Nesta and Az just casually hanging back. You know what I mean? So it's weird to me that she was running back towards them unless, like, she was trying to run away from them, but then whatever she sees is she's like, nah, I'd rather be with them. I don't know. And then the whole prayed there was something left for her to save. That, like I just said, that could mean something left for her to save as in, like, Nesta and Az aren't, like, in pieces dead. Ooh, what if she saw, like, a Crystallis or something? Because the synth did that anyways. But the Crystallis still is deadly. No. That's silly. Silly Blake. Anyways. Does it mean whatever she saw that caused her to sprint back out of there again showed, like, imminent danger to her world, Midgard, or to Printhian, or what? Like, I don't understand. I don't, because it's literally, she's running through the cave, but she's going back. So, like, she has to be seeing something that's making her turn around, right? Or, like, to at least grab them to get them out. I don't. You see what I mean, guys? This is what I do. Like, I just sit and I just spiral and spiral and spiral. And now I'm taking you down with me. There's gotta be something. There's gotta be something. I don't know. Also, fun fact, if the theory about the Avalon Caves and it ties to this cave and, like, they somehow connect with Printhian, that would also mean for the Fae Prophecy, because the Star Sword was chilling there. The Star Sword and Truth Teller were actually, like, in the same world, or at least able to be in the same world, pretty connected for a long time, and just never were reunited, which also furthers my theory that I feel like the prophecy isn't actually the sword and the sword and the dagger have to be reunited. I think it's that the holder of the sword and the holder of the dagger have to be united in a front to working together, not mated or married. I'm not here for the Bryce Az. I know, I'm sorry that came off harsh, but you guys know my feelings on that. But I do think it is odd that Az has Truth Teller. We don't know a lot about, like, how, like, the whole story behind it. Is it passed down through his family? That would seem weird, though, because his dad doesn't seem to care for him that much anyways. So, like, why? How did he get it? But maybe it's actually that, like, the Illyrians and the Fae have to work together, maybe. Az is Illyrian and, like, the Starborn sword is Fae. I don't know. Because then you also have, right at the beginning of House of Sky and Breath, you have the sculpture that is presumed to be Thur, where it's literally called the Making of the Sword. The sword, capitalized, i.e. like the Starborn sword. Ooh, maybe, probably. Nothing is by chance. And it's Thur, so maybe, like, he was trying to help get them, like, he's involved too. Because then that would also tie into why we have Project Thur and then Dust Court, Dust Truth. You have the Dust Court. Project Thur could be, like, his line, his lineage got split or anything. There's so much. Literally making myself, like, short circuit right now. But I just, all of this is to say, none of these teasers, we're in trouble, guys. Because the only other one we got was the first line of page one, and it is the Hind knelt before her undying masters and contemplated how it would feel to tear out their throats. Which, I love that vibe. Get it. Get it, Lydia. But, like, what? What? Like, what is going on? We've got a lot. Two of the three that we've been given. One is literally she's hurtling through a cave. And the first one that was she's in a room beneath the boughs of the mountain. Now, room and cave are two very different things, which is why the first one that we got, I do think it maybe is like they're just like making sure she's like, that they're just like checking her out 100% maybe. But there's a lot. Not to mention, like I said, we're going to get hit. I think I've said this before. We're going to get hit right from the get-go. Because if that's the first line about, like, with the Hind, that means we're going to see the immediate aftermath where Hunt knew nothing after, you know, they... That was them, like, with the halo and everything. We're going to see the immediate aftermath of that from her point of view right from page one. I have a feeling. Or even worse, time has passed. And we don't know how much time, and they've been rotting away in a prison, and or Hunt is like a mindless puppet. I'm sorry. I don't know why I put that out there. I'll go see myself to the corner. That was mean. I don't know why I did that. I'm sorry, guys. I'm pulling it back. Sorry. I would edit that out, but you know me. I'm very much against editing things out so you guys get the real thing. But now I'm concerned that I put that out in the out there for the world. Bad vibes. I'm sorry. Okay. So, that's kind of my two cents, I guess, on this teaser. Bottom line, I think this book is about to fucking wreck us. Plain and simple. It's not, like, the end of the series either, which means I have a feeling, like, the cliff, book one left with a very vague epilogue where we were all like, and like ominous with the Asteria, especially Regulus's whatever call to them. Book two left off with the bad things for Rune and Hunt, but like that was immediately overshadowed by, you know, like, hi Bryce Quidlin, my name's Reese. Like the fuck, like that's insane. So I have a feeling this third book, the cliffhanger is going to be utter complete despair. That's just me. And again, sorry for putting that out there, but you guys know I'm probably right here. You're probably right. So anyways, that's it. Let me know your thoughts in Discord or Instagram. I don't care. Either way. And then you've got a really fun episode coming Sunday with me and Caitlin. We were in fine form. I say that sarcastically. So be prepared. And then this weekend, the reading challenge will go up probably Sunday evening. Apologies to bear with me there. I think that's it. I think I'm going to call these Blake's Musings. Yeah. Also, Maddie made me some really cute graphics that I'm going to start using for stuff. So I'm very excited. Yeah, we'll say Blake's Musings. So I should have like a calm voice of was it Bob Ross, the painter, where it's like, hello, nothing but happy mistakes or something like, oh, we'll make it a tree. Mine will be like, hello, welcome to Blake's Musings. And then I go apeshit and like just start word vomiting as I have for the last like 30 minutes or so. Sounds like a plan to me. Anyways, okay. So I hope you have a great rest of your week. If you are anywhere near where that storm's about to be hidden, I just had to cancel travel plans to Ohio because of it, because it's a shit show. Stay safe, stay warm, you know. If the power goes out, just make sure your Kindle's charged. That's all I would say. So I'm just saying. All right, guys. So with that, XOXO, the solo cadre, me. Bye.